To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station. This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
It's 5 o'clock here on WEEI Afternoons. Before we get to the drive, I'm just looking up Jim Harbaugh doing a press conference. Nick Sirianni. That game last night, like, those are two teams that have playoff-worthy records. I don't know how good either of those two teams are.
Oh, my gosh. I was listening to the game while I was working out, and I was like, wait a minute, turnover? Another turnover? Like,
it was bad.
The ball's on the ground.
Yep.
And Kevin Harlan's like, oh, the Eagles have it. No, they lost it. The Chargers have it. No, yep. The Eagles have it.
It was nuts.
It was crazy.
And both of those teams are still in the hunt,
yeah.
Right? Like, they're in the mix. But,
yep.
You know, and Dan Ball, would you like the floor for like 30 seconds? Because I know you're a big believer that Jalen Hurts might be the most overrated player in the history of the world.
I think that's a little strong. I just think the fact that if he didn't have 10 members of his offense shoving his ass over the goal line, we'd be talking about Jalen Hurts in a much different light. Same could be said with the fantastic coordinators that he had, Kellen Moore and Shane Steichen, when they were winning and competing for Super Bowls. That's all. I think he's a very talented individual. I think he earns a lot of the praise that he gets. But to have him anywhere near the top five quarterbacks in the league, even top 10, I think is a stretch. And I just want to make sure that it's known that he's not really that elite of a guy. He's not that great of a quarterback. Thank you.
Yep. And it feels safe to say that we're not going to see either team that was in the Super Bowl last February in the Super Bowl again. I just can't envision the Eagles going on
no.
a run.
No.
They have no flow, no momentum. No.
They'll win out in the regular season because they play trash the rest of the way, but it's a mess. They don't look like they're having any fun.
No. It's almost like nobody likes each other. Like, none of those guys, we say vibes a lot. There's one team I will not say vibes about, and that will be the Philadelphia Eagles. No vibes, sir. Yes, Dan Ball?
And we all want to say at the same time whose fault that is. 1, 2, 3, Nick Sirianni.
Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Obama. I'm not a Sirianni guy. Go back to that press conference. We were right. We were wrong for a while, but now we're right. The guy's not a great coach. All right, Stiz, 504-56, time for the drive. Time for the drive.
There we go, Stiz-a-rooney.
This is the
bar.
Drive.
Swings and drives one. High and deep. In the left field. Gone!
The top stories, stats, and quotes from around the sports world for your ride home. On WEEI Afternoons.
Okay, in case you missed it earlier, we have some related news to the Red Sox desires this offseason. We have some actual news for the Red Sox. The actual news, they traded Vaughn Grissom to the Angels for a minor leaguer. Yes, Vaughn Grissom, who they received in the Chris Sale trade but never really caught on here, did not play in the big leagues last year. They still need a second baseman. They just don't want it to be Vaughn Grissom. They've moved on from him. And they have to move on in their pursuit of Kyle Schwarber because Kyle Schwarber has signed with the Phillies. 5 years, $130 million. Ted Johnson, before we get into all the other rumors and reports and linkings to the Red Sox and going on at the meetings, just in general, Kyle Schwarber off the market. How are we feeling as this offseason and their pursuits advance for the Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, that's a bummer because I'm a big Kyle Schwarber fan. However, he's pretty much just a DH at this point, right?
Yeah.
So if you were to say, who would you prefer, Pete Alonso or Kyle Schwarber, I'd still say Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
So I don't think he's going to get what Kyle Schwarber got, which is kind of interesting when one plays a field position. But so the guy I'd still want over Kyle Schwarber is Pete Alonso, and he is still out there and available. So everything I'm still hoping they can achieve – they can still achieve.
And it's starting to feel like, I know I tweeted this, Lou Maloney. I love his walking videos. I think he had to do two in succession this morning because as soon as he did one video, there was news and he had to do another. Oh. But he said, now it feels like it's Alonso or bust for the Red Sox. Like there were two big bats out there. You said you were going to go get a big bat. One is gone. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's only one left.
Let's go.
Fitzy, I mean, is it Alonso or bust? Do we have any confidence that you can get Alonso to leave the Big Apple and come to the home city, basically, of his wife? Do we have faith?
Yes. Yeah, John Heyman was doing a live stream earlier today, and he still is of firm belief that the Red Sox get two big bats. And granted, he also included Bregman as like in one of those tiers as like an upper tier bat, and then had some other ones mentioned as well. To me, it's Alonso or bust. It's been that way all the way through Hot Stove. It's going to continue until I hear that he signs on the line that is dotted for someone else or in the Red Sox. And I can't see, why would he go to Baltimore?
All right, Fitzy, you brought up the Heyman audio. Let's hear from John Heyman and what he thinks the Red Sox might be going to do.
Teams making most moves. I'm going to say Red Sox. We've talked about them. I mean, they're going to end up with either Bregman, Bichette, or Marte. And plus, they might get Alonso. They've talked about Okamoto. They've talked about Polanco. I think they're going to get two bats. They need the two bats. And if they do get those bats, they're ready to go. I mean, I think they're a big time. Let's do latest on Alonso now. He's coming here. We know that. The Red Sox are going to meet with him, and the Orioles are going to meet with him. I'm told there are other teams. I don't know who those other teams are. I don't think it's the Mets. The Mets said they feel like they know Alonso. I think Alonso feels the same. I'm not reading anything negative into that. It better be the Mets, although I'm hearing some more buzz that the Red Sox are pretty doggone serious about this. I know the Red Sox like Schwarber, and obviously they didn't get Schwarber. Alonso's a better fit. Right-handed bat, got the green monster. Their best hitters are left-handed. I think they're a real threat. And, I have guys coming up to me and say, why are the Mets letting this linger again with Alonso another time? And it's a little bit odd. It really is. He's their all-time home run leader.
All right, so pretty doggone serious the Red Sox are about Pete Alonso, and the Mets aren't closing the deal. And I don't know if there's animosity for these last couple years. Ted, you could probably speak better to this than we can, but, like, he signed a one-year deal last year. At some point, do you just say, like, you know what? The Red Sox freaking want me, and they're offering a multi-year deal that's more palatable. Is there ill will from past negotiations that can spill over into current negotiations?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. The people say, well, you took the deal. It's like, yeah, they forced my hand. So there's instances where guys aren't happy with the contract they got. Signed it still, and they were, but still weren't happy. I don't know. Pete's been, I don't know how long Pete's been around, 8 years, I think I looked, yep. Saw, mm-hmm. But has he won anything?
Nope.
You want to win?
Yep.
The Mets are supposed to have this great super team, but we saw how they did last year, so why don't you come on over here, man? We got something special brewing here. Why don't you be a part of that? So, I don't know if he's in that Alex Bregman kind of category where he's ring chasing, but hopefully he is. The thing you worry about is the more guys that go off the board, the higher the price.
Right.
That is the one thing. So, if you want to drag your feet and you want to slow play it, do it at your own peril, Red Sox. But if these guys, if you strong arm these guys or you kind of try and wait them out or just slow play it like some teams like to do and you get caught kind of with nothing, kind of what happened to them maybe at the trade deadline, I think they thought they had a guy that was pretty much in the bag. Turns out that wasn't the case, and then we all they remember how we hammered them for that. So you got to be very careful in these negotiations. Do not overplay your hand too much. If you got a guy, go get him.
Fitzy, I had read the quotes from Heyman that said they're going to get one of Bregman, Marte, Alonso. But now hearing the quote, he says it very definitively. So let's just say John Heyman knows what he's talking about.
And he's there. He's at the winter meetings talking to all those people.
He's doing live streams and everything from the winter meetings. So let's just say he knows what he's talking about, and they're going to get one of those three. What is your ranking of those desires? Bregman, who we now have all these reports that Bregman remains the top target for the Red Sox. Bregman, Alonso, Marte, how would you power rank those in terms of the fit for the Red Sox this offseason?
Alonso, Bregman, Marte, as in the most coveted power right-handed bat, the devil that you know, and a very intriguing infield option that can kind of do everything and is also much younger than Bregman. So that's an easy one. Alonso, Bregmania, Marte.
I'd probably power rank it the same way.
Same way, yeah. The one thing that Marte I brought up a little bit earlier, digging in, is he's a good player. He's an all-star caliber second baseman. That sounds good, right? You got a second baseman now. You can put, if you lose Bregman, you can put Meyer at third base. That's a nice infield.
If you lose Bregman.
But Marte, there's these rumblings that in Arizona, teammates were annoyed with him. His house got robbed, and he kind of disappeared for like 3 days. He freaked out. He doesn't play as often as maybe you'd like. I think he's only topped 140 games like once in X number of years. Is there a concern there, Ted, of that being an issue? Like the type of person you're bringing in when you're comparing him, maybe. If you're deciding between Marte, to trade for Marte or sign Bregman, how much does clubhouse matter?
Look, I would argue it matters more than people think. People tell me that in baseball it doesn't matter. You can have a bunch of guys that hate each other. That it's, at the end of the day, it's just, you know, the batter's up there. All he's got to defeat is the pitcher, and it's not a, you know, kind of quintessential team sport where you need other guys to do their jobs if you're going to be effective at your job, where baseball is just, did you make the play or not? But I'm kind of I feel like the profile of this team is younger, right? It slants younger. And so you need good vibes. You need a clubhouse where everyone's getting along and pulling in the same direction. So, look, the best evidence I can suggest that would show you how much they feel it's a big part is Rafael Devers was traded a third of the way through the season because he wasn't getting on board, and they worried about his influence on the younger players. So I think this team is going to be conscious of who they bring in, the personalities that they bring in, and the influence they will yield with the younger players. I think that's going to be it should be, I think, a big part of their decision making.
I believe all of us here on WEEI Afternoons, Fitzy, love a good Will Fleming tease when he gets emotional on Twitter.
Like a few other things.
Okay. So whether it pays off or not, we can debate in the next few days because we've been down both of those roads, I think. Sometimes it pays off. Sometimes his teases don't always pay off. But Will Fleming, about 4:20, tweeted out, quote, "I believe the next 72 hours are going to make a lot of Red Sox fans smile. Way, way too much chatter and info from people I respect." So Will Fleming, who we've gone down this road before with, promising things and highlights and big maneuvers. How do we feel about Will Fleming saying the next 72 hours, a lot of Red Sox fans are going to be smiling?
Okay. Love that. I mean, how do you not love hearing that everything, like that Sox fans are going to be smiling? Like, if he's hearing the same things that everyone else is. But I will say this. He was right once before, like pre-Devers, right? There was he had his finger on something big going down. Devers gets traded. Then there was the trade deadline one, and he was all about something big happening. Nothing happened. And then you went on your tirade.
Yes.
I do worry a little bit. Because I think Will's, I love Will. I think he's so good at his job. Oh, I think he's excellent. But he gets, a little too excited. And I don't want to get too excited, Will, because then the fall just is much harder. So, I don't know. I mean, unless we have him on tomorrow, then I think everything he says is great, and I can't wait. But I do look at some of his stuff and look at it with a kind of the turn of the eye, because I do worry that, his excitement maybe is isn't going to, really reveal what he's hoping he's getting excited about.
I'm telling you, with 100% certainty, they want to get right back in the higher echelon with all these young players getting involved, they're going to spend.
They're going to spend 100%, 100%.
I heard Pete Alonso.
Did
you hear that, translator?
You know what? Through our translation, the WE Afternoons translation, that would say, yes, Pete Alonso, Bregman gets signed, and then another big bet.
But, whoa. Oh, now you're getting greedy. Now you're just
No. They need – Bregman brings you back to last year.
Yes.
You got to add two more guys on top of Bregman.
I was going to say, technically speaking, in a weird way, Bregman brings you back to last year. Alonso brings you back to the start of last year when you had Devers.
Correct. Because
they're kind of in the same mold there.
And now you get another
guy. What's next?
Yes.
Go get Marte, and you got an infield that is potent.
That's it.
That's an all-star caliber infield.
Hell yes.
All right, Ted. So we've gotten your opinions on the Patriots-Chiefs dynasties, but you're a little bit biased, clearly. You played for the dynasty, especially the first half of it. So we talked to Mark Schlereth, as we do each and every Tuesday at 2:30. And we wanted an unbiased opinion on the Chiefs dynasty, where it's going, is it dead, and all such.
Is it really unbiased?
Well, from your lips to God's ears, I hope it's the end of the first run, and then I hope they don't have a second run. You know, the odds are they probably will, and Patrick Mahomes is, you know, all everything incredible. Oh, my goodness. All bow to the altar. I hope they lose every game. You know, and then ultimately, they've got the, I hope they get flexed out. This is my biggest hope. I hope they get flexed out, of the last game of the season because they're so bad. And then Fox chooses to put me on that call so that I can be the guy that talks about the demise of the Kansas City Chiefs. And as much as I hate the Raiders and I hate them with the white hot intensity of a thousand suns, my hatred for the Chiefs has become greater than that of the Raiders. And so I would become a big Raiders. I'd wear all black, maybe a black with a silver shirt, maybe a, you know, an off silver tie. And I would be openly rooting for the Chiefs to lose in the booth. So maybe it could happen for me. Who knows?
Not that you've thought about it or anything.
Yeah, this sounds very spontaneous.
No. Not that I have looked down the schedule and going, you know, maybe this could happen for me. It would be like a great little holiday gift for me.
You're right, Ted. I'm not sure that was unbiased.
Yeah, that was not clearly unbiased. I'll just go out and say that. But I love that I love that whole kind of response from him. But you know, one of the more embarrassing things for the Patriots teams were getting flexed out of primetime games in the last few years.
Yep.
And that is can you imagine a team like the Chiefs that was part of the highest rated regular season game ever, the highest rated, the most viewed in the NFL regular season in the history of the NFL was just a couple of weeks ago against the Dallas Cowboys. That team gets flexed out in 3 weeks from now. That would be insane.
But it could happen because that's the path they're going down in terms of the playoffs. They're not eliminated, but I mean, I think I saw if they win out, they only have a 54% chance to make the playoffs.
Yeah, they need a lot of help to get in.
So, even if they can get their ish together and win out, it doesn't just mean you automatically are back in the playoffs.
There's still a slight, Phillip Rivers may not save the Colts. The Chargers have a brutal schedule the rest of the way, even though they're much further along with 9 wins as opposed to the Chiefs 6.
The Chiefs, if they don't make it and they have a better record than any team in the AFC North, and the AFC North goes in, what are we getting rid of the divisions?
Yep, that'll be the talk in the offseason. They'll Tulane, put one of those proposals together for some league meeting. 617-779-7937. We did get a couple text responses to the Will Fleming hype, and in different directions. 207 says, sounds like Pete Alonso's coming aboard.
Oh boy.
Okay. And then we got the 413, I'm not buying Fleming's hype. So we have some counter opinions on there. Then there was also a shot at poor Diana Russini, who was, you know, she's not even part of this. They said, John Heyman is the Diana Russini of MLB. So,
oh, yeah. There's
sounds the
track
same
records.
Too.
Can be bought.
Absolutely. But they all can be bought. Who knows? It's a business information commodity.
Oh, is it? Is it really?
Oh, there's a lot going on.
Oh, do they tell everybody that before they give the report out?
They don't. Oh, they don't. But I'm going to choose, as I try to, be optimistic. Will Fleming knows what he's talking about. 72 hours, and we are efforting to maybe talk to Will Fleming tomorrow here on WEEI Afternoons, but I'm choosing to stay optimistic that we're going to have some big news later this week. So for somebody, could be your guy Bregman, could be Marte, could be Alonso, as you said, could be some grouping of those. Couple, two out of three would be nice. 617-779-7937. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we told you yesterday when we were talking to Drake May, he is currently leading the National Football League in Pro Bowl votes. So therefore, I asked a question. Does that mean he's the most popular player in the NFL right now? Is Drake May the... Save it for the next segment, Ted. Is Drake May the most popular player in the National Football League? We're getting ahead of ourselves, or are we accurate? That's next here on WEEI. But first, for the final time, Dan Ball has what's trending.
Full on, balls on the table.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now on WEEI, brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. The Bruins begin a three-game road trip tonight in St. Louis against the Blues. Puck drop is at 8 p.m. Boston beat St. Louis 5-2 at TD Garden last Thursday. Jeremy Swayman against Joel Hofer in net tonight. David Pastrnak will be a game-time decision this evening, while Charlie McAvoy will not be in the lineup tonight. The Celtics are off until Thursday. Boston visits the Milwaukee Bucks on Thursday night. The Seas remain the third seed in the Eastern Conference after last night's action. Patriots players are off today. New England hosts the Buffalo Bills at Gillette Stadium this Sunday at 1 o'clock. The NFL announced yesterday that the Patriots' Week 16 game in Baltimore against the Ravens has been flexed to Sunday Night Football. It will be the team's fourth primetime game so far this season. From around the NFL, Philip Rivers, who has not played in the league since 2020, is signing with the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. Rivers is 44 years old. The Buccaneers are signing veteran outside linebacker Jason Pierre-Paul to their practice squad after a successful tryout on Monday. And Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson will likely miss the rest of the season after undergoing core muscle surgery later in the week. Two big signings today in Major League Baseball. Slugger Kyle Schwarber and the Philadelphia Phillies finalized a five-year, $150 million contract. And the Dodgers got the best closer on the free agent market earlier today, reaching a three-year, $69 million deal with former Mets reliever Edwin Diaz. And news and notes around the Red Sox at the winter meetings. Earlier today, the team dealt infielder Vaughn Grissom to the Los Angeles Angels in exchange for minor league outfielder Isaiah Jackson. From Ari Alexander of Channel 7, Bo Bichette and the Red Sox had a Zoom call recently. It went well on both sides, and Bichette came away impressed with Boston. And from Chris Cotillo earlier this afternoon, the Red Sox have met with Pete Alonso on Zoom recently and are trying to schedule an in-person sit-down here in Orlando. A person with knowledge of the bidding says it would be surprising for a deal to come together by the end of the week, but as always, it only takes one call. Your holiday plans just got tastier at the 99 Restaurant. Picture this: creamy, dreamy new lobster carbonara or satisfying new baked stuffed shrimp and lobster casserole. Celebrate big at the 99. You gotta love the nines. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that if you miss any part of the show, you can jump back to listen?
Either on the Odyssey app or at WEEI.com. Click on the orange listen button.
And rewind to the moments you care about most. WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I wouldn't surprise me at all. I would be like, yeah, he's played that good. And, you know, I think the interesting thing is like he's been incredibly efficient. And I think it's awesome when you get efficiency, but he's been incredibly efficient with a bunch of big plays down the football field. He's one of the nicest kids. I mean, you guys probably talk to him on a weekly basis.
Yep.
One of the nicest kids you'll ever meet. And so, you know, as much as I'd like to hate him, I don't. I actually really like the kid.
That was Mark Schlereth back in the 2 o'clock hour. Talking about the likability of Drake May, the question I asked him is, could we see him developing into the face of the NFL right before our eyes? As I mentioned going to the break, 64,000 votes right now for Drake May for the Pro Bowl. He is the leader, about 10,000 more than Jackson Smith and Jigba. The next quarterback on the list is ninth, and that is Matthew Stafford, who is about to age out. Right? Matthew Stafford's got a year.
He's just going into the next year will be his 18th
right.
year.
So he's almost gone. Nowhere else in the top 10 do you see other quarterbacks.
You mean like gone for football, not like gone dead.
Yeah, just... no, gone for football. Yeah, okay, yeah, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Gone from the discussion of best quarterback, MVP, gotcha. Those things.
Why is Matthew Stafford going to stop being good? He's like playing his best football of all time.
Well, if you listen to the narrative they've sold me out of L.A., he wasn't sure as of August if he was playing this year. Mm-hmm. His back hurt. He didn't know if he could even throw a football.
I mean, Brady won his last Super Bowl and then played one more year and then retired.
Yeah. So even if he's not, though, first of all, I guess I have to start with the question. Who's the face of the NFL right now? Who's the most popular player
Josh
in the
Allen.
NFL? Josh Allen
Patrick
is the face.
Mahomes.
Oh.
Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes. They're both, it's 1A, 1B.
Okay, because is it the same thing? Is like the most popular player also the face of the league? Or are those always the same?
It's you. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's one of those two, Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. One is going to miss the playoffs potentially, and Patrick Mahomes, and we just said his dynasty is dead and that he's a little tubby and doesn't care enough about winning, and his time is best.
Tubby?
His best days are behind him.
Jesus.
And Josh Allen, we've talked about, is the window closing in part because of Drake May's ascension. The Patriots are coming back to win the AFC East again after 5 years
ooh,
in Buffalo.
Yeah.
So is there a chance that Drake May is developing into the most popular NFL player, the face of the league, right before our eyes?
I don't know how you could say that when he's played in two primetime games so far.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think he is destined for major stardom. I do. I think he's got the charm. He has got that all shucks. He's got the humility. He's got the good looks. He's got and the most important thing is he plays the game in a way, yep, I'll say it, that I've never seen anybody play the game before. So
skip and rip.
He's the skip and rip guy. He is the
I love Ted.
I love you, Michael. And just to follow up on that, Michael, how am I looking in my tank, bud? Pretty good, right? But he's smooth. He's, I think, aesthetically the funnest quarterback to watch. The most enjoyable quarterback to watch play. And if for my money, is Drake May. I look at Patrick Mahomes. I don't see it like a smooth kind of athlete back there. I see him bitching for calls, always whining, always kind of flopping, trying to get calls. I just don't – it's just not fun to watch Patrick Mahomes. It's fun to watch Drake May.
Fitzy, I know you are a fan of her TikToks and her developing following –
Oh, I never miss a Bakesmas.
So Patrick Mahomes' wife is not likable. A lot of people do not like her.
Yeah.
And brother, actually. They kind of have a whole thing.
They've actually, they've sunsetted the brother. Like, he's gone away to the special place. We have not seen Jackson Mahomes in years, and none of us have missed him.
You mean, so, like, bottom of the oceans, like? Or just another country?
I don't
country?
Know what he's could suggesting.
Could be a farm, could be a house, okay. could be a small lake in the Ozarks, Ted.
Okay, he's off the radar, whatever we call it. But could Ann Michael, could her popularity play a part in Drake May's popularity?
So Southern, have two names. I love it.
It is. He acknowledged that. He's like, New England people don't really get it yet, catching on or whatever. But could that play a role? The NFL is, they put out the numbers, and I don't know them exactly, but they always like to tell you like 49% of their audience are women, right? It's very close to 50-50. A lot of women like football, watch football, might be interested in wives and things behind the scenes. Could her popularity help Drake May's popularity if
Without
she's a likable wife?
Oh, but gosh, are you kidding me? It's part of his brand.
Yeah.
Part of his brand. He's got this sweet, wholesome, wife that he was been together with, since middle school, right? Who's got a little bit of a personality that works and sells down in, particularly maybe in the South, but up here we're gonna love her because she's with our guy.
Absolutely.
So it's there's his he is on the precipice of exploding nationally, like just big time commercials, big time ads, and big time products starting next year. They had to see what he could do this year. He's shown that he's special. So just buckle up, guys, because we had him for a little while. He was just ours. He's going to be being shared for the whole country start next year.
Dan Ball?
And I think you can use the same argument for Drake that we used earlier in the year about Josh Allen. Why do you love Allen so much? Well, he's so likable in interviews. You watch him on Pardon My Take. You watch him on television. You hear him talk. The golfing stuff he does, the community stuff. There doesn't seem to be much of a mean bone in his body. And to what has been shown so far through a year and a half, Drake kind of has that same thing. And what will ascend him above Josh is if you win. Because if he's able to appear in a Super Bowl, on top of all the stuff that we know off the field, that's what gets you there.
Oh, that's huge. Because, Fitzy, not only do you win, but you get those 2 weeks where you're the talk of the athletic world. You're, media day. You're everywhere.
Talk of the world.
Everything.
Everything.
If he gets to that point, that could be the point where Drake May takes off. But I do think, the likability. Now, I don't know much about, what's her name? Haley Steinfeld is Josh Allen's
tremendous.
Wife.
She's a tremendous actress.
But she's a celebrity, right?
She
brings her own.
She's an actress in Hollywood.
Yeah. So that's
True Grit, Sinners. Yeah.
You had me at True Grit and Sinners.
Probably appeals to some, but the aw shucks, 25 days of Bakesmas is going to appeal to a lot of people.
Gosh.
And he hasn't, Mark Schlereth just said it, as much as I'd like to not like him, I like him. Like, I don't have a reason yet. Now, something may come. Justin Herbert, we touched on it. He stepped in it last night. Laura Rutledge was trying to interview him. And he's like, kind of brushing her off. That's
shocked
a bad
he did
look.
That. And I can't believe they kept the camera on him.
Right.
Was that
trying
it was
to celebrate
alive?
With my teammates?
Yeah. Yep. That wasn't before the, it's like you usually get the guy to kind of agree to the interview before you turn the camera on.
Correct.
I think they just thought it was a fait accompli that he was going to give the interview. And so they rolled the camera. And so we all saw that. And it was like, oh, that's a bad look, man.
And I don't know how that lasts, if people remember that and are like, hey, he was the guy who was a dink
to that
reporter.
Just a brick in the wall. They need more for them to remember it.
All right, let's work in some phone calls here, 617-779-7937. Ted kind of yelled at me when I did the tease going into the break when I asked if Drake May is the face of the NFL. He kind of chuckled while eating his rice over there. But I stand by it. I think he's the developing face of the National Football League. Let's go to David in the car. What's up, David? David! Oh, David's not there.
You know what? He clammed up.
He did.
He was there.
He's scared.
Oh, my God. They put me on for real?
Freaked out. So let's go to a different David. Let's go to Dave in Auburn. What's up, Dave?
Oh, thank you, fellas. I truly appreciate it. Yes! They did it on Keith, so I wanted to just give you that bit.
Nice.
So, unfortunately, when whoever was making that interview about Drake May never once said his name. He kept saying he. He never said May. There was like several sentences where he kept saying he. So if you're using that over the radio, who is that going to? Nobody knows who you're actually talking about. If you say Drake May, yes, somebody might know who you're actually speaking about. Number two, as I was waiting on hold, ask Bill in Jordan, because everyone's catching on.
All right, thanks for the call, Dave.
Just hey, now,
can I, have,
on.
Can I have a... Can I have two extra large of the gummies that he had before he called in, please?
Yep.
Yeah, that was a...
I was thinking the same thing. Took a big old ripper off the bong before he called in.
That was an interesting phone call. I'll just label it interesting. 617-779-7937.
He's saying put Drake May's name in your mouth.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah. Well, it was slurry. Okay. Drake May. Like, you did it, I can do it. Okay. Yeah. Let's go to Richard in Salisbury. What's up, Richard?
Hey, guys, how we doing today?
Good, man.
Great show, by the way. Listen to you all the time, every day, all day long.
Thank you.
You guys are talking about Drake May. I'm actually starting to see a lot more commercials on TV with him involved, you know. And I don't know if you guys saw this on social media this week. And it was, he gave his used old pickup truck to some 70-year-old guy who was walking 3 miles a day to work. And they had photos with him. And it looked like it was legit and that somebody had, you know, and it reported on it. I don't know if anybody heard or saw that.
All right, thanks for the call, Richard.
I have not heard
Stiz
that.
Stiz just whispered in my ear he believes that he gave the man a wheelchair-accessible truck, a $100,000 wheelchair-accessible truck, which is actually even nicer than the story you were selling us on, Richard.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I would, you know, I'm guessing his old truck's got some sentimentality to it.
Right.
So that makes more sense, but that's a lot of money to pony up. I mean, yeah. I can see it. Wow, I didn't... You know, I don't know if he wants to flaunt that. You know, I don't get the sense.
I love that about him if he doesn't.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I like better. You do a lot of good deeds, and they're not always in front of a camera. That means it's real.
Should I bring up, you know, Deshaun Watson as a rookie, he gave a lot of money to people that lost houses in the hurricane.
Let's not do that comparison. Let's not do any quarterback comparisons to Deshaun Watson.
Okay. What happened with him?
I went sideways.
You haven't heard.
He might be starting for the Browns next year. You never know.
Yeah.
But Drake May also spent Sunday, I believe it was Big Brother's event at Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
He's big with Special Olympics.
Yep.
He's doing a lot of things in the community early on. But Richard's also right. The commercials are starting to come, Ted, that you've been predicting. There's a finance company, a national finance company he does some commercials for. There's a Sony speaker, I believe, speaker and headphones company. Those national are starting to come.
A lot of the local guys have already been on it, but I mean, if I'm a national brand and I would be running to Drake May right now to sign them to new deals.
And you know who I think is going to get some good tag along stuff is Will Campbell. I think Will Campbell, his boy.
Well, the lawyers, the billboards with
him
and lawyer.
That's local. But yeah, I bet you he gets some national.
Two Southern Ghetto boys. And
absolutely.
Toll House, Krusty's, Nesquik, they're all going to start coming for Drake and Ann Michael together in the same spots. You never saw Tom and Giselle do spots together, did you?
Yeah.
Nobody could afford both
you
of could. Them, could
you
they?
Did. You did. Yeah,
well, I mean.
You saw him do the crypto stuff together.
Oh, yeah. They went,
yeah, and how'd that work out?
They shared a cell afterwards.
I'm saying it didn't work out, but I don't know. The Chunky Campbells, Drake's mom, maybe.
Oh, yes.
That kind of stuff.
Oh, the brothers. We can put the brothers in, the whole thing. Yeah, there's a lot of opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we've had a lot of praise for Drake May. Not surprisingly, I see a call from Buffalo that maybe doesn't have quite so much praise. Let's go to Sean. What's up, Sean?
You're terrible, Andy.
Thank
I
you.
Like Drake May a lot, actually. He's a good quarterback. Fitzy, how you doing?
It hey, what's up, Sean?
No.
Good to hear your voice, buddy.
Sean, your subject line.
I always try to fall in when it's Fitzy and friends, but I got hung up on one of your cronies yesterday, so I apologize.
Okay, but are you going to get to the point where you say Drake is not all that? Because that's your subject line.
Oh, I'm going to say, well, I mean, you talking about him, he's like in the Playgirl spread. Oh, my God. Can you control yourself? He's doing really good. I thought he looked great last year. I thought it was a disservice that he didn't play the whole season last year. I think he looks great this year, and it's terrible that he's that good this year. But I think that when he loses, you guys are all going to start dumping all over him like you guys tend to do. So,
Sean, will
I
you
hate to see it. I don't want to be there.
Will you literally cry when Drake May wins a Super Bowl before the Bills ever do?
I won't, Andy. You know what? I will stick with my team. I won't jump ship. I will stick with my team till next season. I'll keep going. It's okay.
Hey, Sean, do me a favor. Make sure you call into the post-game show on Sunday, win or lose. I'd like make sure you're still listening. Give us a call.
I can't get mad. I just can't hate Buffalo fans.
I don't really either.
You know, even when they're talking awesome. Smack, they're... I still, you know, okay, guys.
It's the only place I've ever been flipped off by an old grandmother.
It's the best.
That parking lot it's going into the stadium.
It's the most charming place ever.
Hell. Four Super Bowls in a row and 7 feet of snow and irrelevance. And they still stick with this damn team.
Listen to this with Sean. Mic drop. Sean, we beat you guys throwing the ball three times. Okay? Just three times.
There's some truth to that.
Three times.
All right. Mic drop from Ted Johnson. Three passes equals victory for the Patriots. Take that. Bills, we'll see what happens on Sunday. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, time for Odds and Ends. The Bruins are in St. Louis to take on the Blues tonight. Morgan Geeky, talk about becoming a star right before our eyes. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
She goes Stizzer.
You would even say it glows.
Love this band. Don't hate on this band now.
Never.
A lot of people do, though.
Andy couldn't name the band.
It's Creed, you...
Oh, there you go. Good job, Andy.
Suck on that, as Alex Creed Moore would say.
Oh, this is Creed AI or an impersonator?
This is Christmas Creed.
Man. Yeah, Christmas Creed.
And I'll never crap up. I like pretty much every Christmas song. Doesn't matter who did it. I can listen to Christmas music endlessly.
Endlessly? Okay.
And I think Stiz is doing a nice job. He's sprinkling in as we kind of
build.
Right,
it's not every song's Christmas.
Right, it's too early to be every song. But
does Eddie V have a Christmas album? I don't think he does.
That's a good question.
Yeah, we got to.
I feel like he probably does.
Oh, an acoustic Eddie Vedder Christmas song? Right up my... put that in my stocking.
What do you think of my Eddie Vedder signed shirt that you can barely read?
That's the only thing that sucks, but you... I mean, the story is epic, and it's just... it's awesome.
About the story, no doubt.
Yeah, it'd be better, though, if you could see the...
I know, Andy.
Is there any way to, like... is there any way, like, you can take it to a place, and they'll, like...
go over it?
Yeah, like authenticate it. But look, you know how they like go into like...
You're saying I didn't get it signed by Eddie Vedder?
No, I am. But like they'll go to like a church and they'll like bring back to life some epic mural on the wall.
No, I think you got to get in front of Eddie again.
That's it. That's the only way I can do it.
Well, we know that could happen. You're Ted. It falls into place. Just you know.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Go to Vegas or something, and you'll be walking down the street.
A different version
Eddie,
of Ted.
Hey, I got my shirt with me. Could you update this? We know how it works for you. It falls into place. All right. Speaking of falling into place, it's time now for Odds and Ends, brought to you by Cars for Kids. Cars for Kids reminds you time is running out to donate your car for 2025. Call 877-CARS-4-KIDS now to secure your 2025 tax deduction and vacation voucher. That's CARS with a K. We haven't had a lot of time over the last couple of weeks to talk about the Boston Bruins, but they're kind of doing their thing. Had a couple hiccups, right, here or there, but they're in St. Louis tonight to take on the Blues. Last time they faced the Blues, they smoked Jim Montgomery's Crew on December 4th, 5-2. Morgan Geeky is becoming more than even he thought he could become, right? Like he's talked about, I don't really fit in with McKinnon or any of these people. I'm not a superstar. Well, guess what? If you keep scoring goals at this rate, they're going to call you a star and a superstar if you start to get up near a 50-goal type season. How are we feeling about the Bruins and what Marco Sturm is doing? They're trying to get by these injuries that are obviously a part of their story here.
They're winning without their best player. They're winning without Pasta.
That's right. Day to day, although it's become week to week. Still day-to-day.
Yeah, it's impressive. I mean, they won their...
Oh, game-time decision today, Dan Ball tells me.
Oh, for Pasta?
We're upgraded to a game-time decision.
He's close, then. He's close. Okay.
But I still... And chime in, Dan Ball, if you want. Zadorov is bringing something to this team that I'm not sure he knows what year it is.
What would that be? What is he bringing?
A 1980s mentality. He's like a throwback from an 80s movie, Ted. I don't know if you saw it on his post-game the other night.
Yeah.
He had a starter jacket... That's nothing underneath.
Nothing says 1980 like right. Starter jacket.
And then
nothing.
He had it unzippered down to like his abs with a big chain. And he was like, yeah, I tripped him on purpose. I knew they weren't going to call it. I tripped him on purpose. What were they going to do? And I'm like, it's like Rocky is playing defense for
the
Bruins.
Did he have Vans on and his jeans rolled up?
It felt like it.
Damn.
Felt like he arrived in his IROC like Billy Madison to high school. And I love it.
Didn't we all kind of laugh at... I don't know, at Cam a little bit before the season started when he's like, this is going to be a physical team. This is going to be about grit. This is going to be blah, blah, blah. And we're like, okay, bro, I know that's what you want this team to, represent what you were back in the day.
Right.
And turns out he was right.
Absolutely. We talked to Razor last week, and he's like, we know one thing. They're going to bully every team they face.
Dude, you know what? You get tired of watching the Florida Panthers come in here and just – I don't know, slam us into the boards and win every puck in the corners. It's just, it gets tiring watching that. So, good. I'm glad they got a team that can finally physically stand up to at least that team.
And yeah, and how about he was on the Jumbotron the other night? I forget who he was sitting with. Maybe it was, it certainly wasn't McAvoy. He just crushes, absolutely just crushes like a 20-ounce beer on camera as if it was nothing.
Yep.
And then just looks at it like Drago, like, if it dies, it dies. And the audience like, this is our guy. We love this guy. Like, he's an animal.
Yep. And I am surprised it has worked, the bully thing, the Cam Neely, this team is big bad Bruins. I wasn't sure you could play that way anymore, and it's working for them. They're entertaining. You know, to steal Mike Vrabel's word, they're a fun hockey team to watch. And they're winning. They're staying competitive in the East. They look like they have a very legitimate chance to be a playoff team when they get healthy.
It's a little bit. Do you care that the fact that Marco Sturm's basically said it doesn't matter who's out? It's the system. It's about the system. It's about the system. Like, be careful with that. You know, guys are going to hear that and go, okay, it's, you know.
It's hockey. They're not sensitive like you football
Marco
players.
Marco Sturm is very confident in his system.
Yes, and I like that. I like that. It means you don't have to worry about paying all these guys all this kind of money. Just bring in the next guys. Speaking of the next guy, Christian Arcand, host of the Christian Arcand
Show. Hello there. How are we doing?
How are we doing? We're great.
Did you hear that Buffalo caller call in? And how did you think Andy's retort was to the Buffalo caller?
When were you ripping me?
Last night. Yesterday, yeah. Because some guy came and started ripping all the Patriots. We don't wear Buccaneers or whatever he said.
Yeah.
And you just sat there because it was the end of the show. You didn't want to get in the fight. You only like fighting with me.
Oh, I think I didn't understand what he was saying. I didn't totally. I remember the call now where he said.
Stay engaged, Andy.
Jersey. Yeah. Yes, I will do better. But I asked him if he was going to cry today when Drake May wins a ring before Allen. Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, he probably will.
He will.
They all should.
They all should.
We got a big show tonight. Full 4-hour show. Tom King's going to join the show at 8:30. 8:30. We're going to hear from the other Marco, Marko Mitrović, the new head coach of the New England Revolution, is going to be calling in at 7 o'clock. That's exciting. He has some real deep connections, obviously, with Team USA as well, as he was coaching the under-20s, and that was where he was before he came to New England. So we'll be talking about that, but we're going to open with the Red Sox and this Kyle Schwarber news, which I do not like. Mm-hmm. I am not. It's not so much I don't like that they didn't sign him. I didn't see their name anywhere, and the offers anywhere. I didn't see a single hint of the Red Sox anywhere. I thought that they were really emphasizing getting big bats this offseason, and they're not making offers to Kyle Schwarber. That's interesting. That doesn't make me feel good about any of these other names.
Well, they're going to get Pete Alonso, and everything will be
okay. Oh, yeah, really? They're really interested in Pete Alonso?
Oh, yeah? Is that what you think, you idiot? Like, you're ready, huh? Fired up.
Lace up, listeners.
Okay.
Lace up, listeners.
Christian Arcan is annoyed, and when he's annoyed, he's at his best on the radio, so stick around for the
Try not to take it out on Mitrović.
We'll see. Next 4 hours here on WEEI, full Arcan experience. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll talk to Adam Schefter at 3:45. As I mentioned, we're efforting to talk to Will Fleming as he promises big things over the next 72 hours. We'll get a little closer. We'll start to break down this game on Sunday. If the Patriots win, they win the AFC East. Are they ready to win? We'll talk about that 2-6 tomorrow. I'll talk to you then.
72 hours and counting.
Oh, good.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.